All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up. Let's actually pick up at the end of Shin Samech Dalet. So we're going to see, this is a very profound section here. So remember again, the Mechaber was talking about the idea that sometimes the most dangerous dynamic, Shin Samech Dalet, the bottom, sometimes the most dangerous dynamic that we encounter is what he calls the Radifa Atzmis, is self-blame. Self-blame, where I go ahead and I blame myself for all that has gone wrong. And the reality is, as far as you will say, this is something we began to discuss yesterday. There is a fine line between self-blame and accountability. I always have to live life with accountability. Right? As you've said many times, the buck of my life stops with me. I have responsibility for what happens. I have responsibility for how things go, for how they don't go. And when things go right, I should give myself a shkoyach. And when things don't go right, I have to figure out, like, what is my role and what is my accountability in this situation. That's different than self-blame. Self-blame that he's referring to is when a person goes ahead and beats themselves up because things in life did not go well. So you always say beating yourself up never accomplishes anything. All it does is it makes a person feel bad. And when you feel bad, one thing you'd count on, which is you're not going to act. People who feel badly about themselves generally just fall into a ongoing cycle of inaction. So the Mechaber says over here that a person has to believe that Kacha Hashem rotze v'hakol letova. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and all is for good. And he says something amazing over here. Look at the last two lines. Shin Samech Dalet. Ki yeshno klal she'asur lishkoach. There is a very important principle that a person should never forget. We'll say, get ready for this. Habechira hirak lifnei maisa. When does a person have bechira? Before they act. So I'm at a crossroads. I have the choice to do A or to do B. Right? Or I guess C is nothing. Right? I have a choice. The bechira is lifnei hamaisa. Before I act, I have choice as to what I'm going to do. He says, "Sheyaseh kol b'shul shelo likashel." And my job in life is to try to, or one of my jobs in life, is to try to exercise my personal bechira to the best of my ability. I have the great gift to choose. And I choose every single moment of the day. I have to make a choice. I have the bechira lifnei hamaisa. And my job is to figure out, how can I choose best so that I won't stumble going forward? Aval acharei maisa, listen to this. But after I choose, so I make a choice, I embark in a particular course of action, and now I'm in my post-actional state. Pass. Post-actional state. Right? So now, again, what do I do? He says, yesh rak emuna. See, Rav Osai, this is so profound. Now I've acted. I've made my decision. And now I am faced with my new reality. And sometimes what happens, I realize, wrong choice. What's the problem? The problem is I can't dial it back. Now this is where I am. So what do I do in the post-actional state? Or I should say in the post-bechira state. I've made my choice. Post-actional state. I made my choice. I acted. I am now in this new reality. Now I realize the reality is quote-unquote wrong, or I'm unhappy with it. That's where Emuna comes in. The Emuna says, Kacha Hashem Rotze. The Emuna says, is obviously if this is where I am, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be. And I've also understand the profundity here. You can't blame God for your actions, right? I can't say, oh, my bad. You know, imagine a person says, you know, I ate the cheeseburger, big mistake, but obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted this to happen. No, that's a little bit of a stretch. But what I can say is as follows. I made a bad mistake. I made a bad choice. This is where I am. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to be in this situation because there's something for me to do now. Not that God put me here, not that God caused me. I have to take responsibility for my actions. But now, post-actional state, I recognize here's where I am. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to be. I will say, it's a. So now I have to figure out what do I do. Now what do I do? Now, right, correct. What it's saying is, Kach Hashem wrote it doesn't mean, this is what God wants, sit back and enjoy the show. Kach Hashem wrote it means, obviously, if this is how things turned out, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me, this is the state HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me or wants me to be in, and now I have to figure out what to do with this brand new reality. Then what that does is, that creates, or that spurs another actional state. Now I have to figure out again, how do I once again use my Bechira in a different way? How do I once again plot my life in a different course? But it's such a profound progression. So before the Maisa, I have Bechira. I have to choose. I choose. If I, now, both say the truth is, we always look at this as mistakes, but the reality is whether I choose correctly or incorrectly, the post-actional state, after I exercise my Bechira, and I act, and I find myself in my new reality, the way I look at that new reality is, Kacha Hashem Rotze. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and needs me to be, and now I must figure out what my job is in this new reality. It's so profound. Ma osi Yetzahara. What's the problem? What does Yetzahara do? Bosei Shin Samechei. Humibalbel, listen, so profound. Humibalbel as ha'adam lafolch as ha'seder. Sometimes we'll say, and again, I can't say enough, when we say Yetzahara, we're talking about the self-sabotaging mechanisms that each of us possess. So what does Yetzahara do? Yetzahara sometimes tries to convince man to go ahead and reverse the order. Sheyachshav ala bechira, achare shekvar avar, masha avar. So the Yetzahara says, sometimes reverses the order, and at first, I think I don't have choice. And then once I choose, I pretend or try to beat myself up as if I do have choice. Sheyachshov ala bechira, achari shekvar avar mashara. Or you know what? In plain terms, you know how this manifests itself? I go ahead, I act, I make the wrong decision. And then what do I do? I beat myself up thinking in an unending way how things would have been different had I chosen differently. And I yearn and I pine to once again exercise my Bechira, when in fact, at least in this situation, I can't. So again, the way the progression works is, there's Bechira, there's action, there's reality. And once I hit that new reality, Kacha Hashem Rotze, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what do I do with this new situation now? The Yetzihara instead, like, I don't think about my Bechira, I just act, often impulsively. I'm now stuck in this new reality, I'm upset about it, and I spend all of my time thinking about, oh, how I wish I could have chosen differently. The problem is, you can't choose differently once you've chosen, you can't dial back time once you've already moved forward. And in life, you don't get redos. You get additional opportunities, but you don't really get do-overs. He goes on, he says, Humababal as Adam Lafoch as a Seder, Sheyach Shov Allah Bechira, Achrek Shevar Mavar Mashavar. Yetzar gets me to think about Bechira, gets me to think about my choice after I've already acted. V'yachzor Ladush B'kishalon Shalo, and I constantly, this Lashon is interesting, Yachzor Lachzor Ladush means, I go back to thresh in my mistake, right? You know how you thresh wheat? No, you don't know how you thresh wheat. I don't know how you thresh wheat either. But right, it sounds like what you do is you constantly grind it up over and over. Actually, you walk on it over and over and over and over. So some people spend their lives threshing. They thresh their mistakes, right? They walk over it, they review it, they chazer it, back and forth, over, replay. They're threshing it. Boim kol hayeyush v'chalishas hadas. And I will say, we all make mistakes. But the only way to really contend with mistakes is to say, Kach Hashem Rotze. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for my mistakes, but if this is the situation that I'm in, then there's obviously something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get from this circumstance, from this situation, and I move forward. Those who thresh their mistakes have a fundamental inability to move on in any meaningful way. Lochin, we'll say it's a very, this I have to tell you, I think is, this is a life-changing piece. Life-changing piece. Bechira, action, Kacha Hashem Rotze. That's the way life is supposed to go. Yetzer Hara, impulse, action, constant remorse, now trying to exercise bechira over what has already been done, which of course is an impossibility and simply leads to a life of threshing mistakes, which leads to a life of remorse and regret. Lachin, Adam tzarech la'aso seder b'dvarim. Therefore, a person has to live life with a seder, which I will say is a generally true statement about living life with seder. So what's the seder? Lifnei ma'ase yesh bechira. Before you act, there is bechira. Acharei ma'ase. So we'll say, which means, and we'll say this point cannot be stressed enough, which is we have to think before we act. There is bechira before every single situation. There's a ma'ase bechira every single time I act. Every time I act, I am making a choice. And when you make a choice, by definition means, when you choose one thing, by definition you're sacrificing something else. Lifnei ma'isa, there's bechira. Acharei ma'isa, ha-bechira ha-yechid hi emuna. This is amazing. You know, after I act, there is bechira also. But that bechira is whether or not I have emuna. That bechira is, in the aftermath of my choice, will I believe that kacha Hashem rotze, or will I simply continue to go on and thresh my mistakes? Lahamin shekacha Hashem rotze, ulekabel hakol bi'avo b'simcha shezeh bevadei letova. The bechira I have in the post-actional state is to believe that some way, somehow, this is the ratzon Hashem, and therefore I have to figure out how to be mekabel letova. Lahodos al kishalom, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for the mistakes, to use this as an opportunity to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mechanism of tefillah, which we'll discuss more tomorrow, and to recognize that in the aftermath of my mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wants me in this situation because there is something for me to learn. Everything is in His hands. And sometimes again in the aftermath of a mistake where there's been a misuse of Bechira, and now I find myself in this situation, and I know that I have to accept the mantra of Kacha Hashem Rotze V'Hakol L'Tova, I then have to figure out how to use the mechanism of tefillah to connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to try to understand what to do in this new reality. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Shiv and Samechayim Yeretz Hashem tomorrow.